The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 Cave Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. 19-year-old Caden Henderson has hosted a toy drive for Loma Linda University Children's Hospital for over 6 years, collecting over 1,300 bears and $20,000 to donate to the patients at LLUCH at Christmas time. And this year is no exception. Caden and his mom, Jill, are here to tell us more. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're so excited.
Start by telling us, how did this project come about?
Yeah, so it all started back in 2016 when I had a brief stay at Loma Linda University Children's Hospital. It was a minor stomach issue. And when I got out after that week experience, I had a teddy bear with me during the time. And so when I came out, I was like, okay, this teddy bear kind of served as an icebreaker. You know, the nurses would ask, what's the teddy bear's name? Does the teddy bear want an IV? And it kind of eased the experience because it was, you know, really rough being in there. And we knew that people are in there for much longer, much more frequently. So we wanted to get out. We wanted to find a way to help out in some way. And because we had that teddy bear with us, that was kind of the first thing we went to, and it's kind of just taken off from there.
So how does this project work?
Yeah, so we work alongside the community as well as the hospital to collect teddy bears throughout the holiday season, and then we deliver them to the patients to be handed out during the week of Christmas. So it's kind of like a Christmas gift holiday type of thing.
So like stores set up donation bins and people can drop the teddy bears in the bins?
Yes, you can of course buy from their Star Tulip Stuffies where you can buy a bear and then put it in directly, and then there's also other places, all different types of businesses, not just, you know, stuffed animal stores that people can go to, put the bears in, and then we collect them towards the end.
This is actually the most amount of participants we've ever had. We are even going all the way out to Rancho and Riverside this year. So it's really exciting because Loma Linda University Children's Hospital services way more than just Loma Linda. So it's so nice to bring in all these different cities. And you can also ship the bears to Paulson Orthodontics. It's on our flyer on Caden's social because we don't want to give out our home address. So like, we love you guys. We don't want you to stop by with bears. So there's really easy ways to do it from home, too. You don't necessarily have to visit one of the drop-off sites.
Now, during the pandemic, you kind of had to pivot. What did you do during those years?
Yeah, so at the start, as well as when I had a teddy bear with me the original time, there was also like a Wii gaming console that I had. And when we gave it away, there was a patient next to us, and they were also struggling. So we wanted to give it to them because we weren't using it as much. And when the nurse came, she's like, oh, we don't have another one for you. Like, there's not that many. So we knew there was a shortage in that type of thing. So we wanted to do that, as well as we also knew there was a shortage in iPads. So because of the teddy bears, obviously with all the germs and stuff going around, we pivoted and started raising money again to get iPads to then donate to the hospital, just so we can keep things going and keep collaborating.
What impact have the teddy bears and iPads and everything else you've collected for these patients have on the kids who receive them?
The pictures we get are always just so priceless, to see the kids just with a smile hugging the teddy bear. And it's something that they can have not just in the hospital but outside of the hospital. For us, the bear that I had is like, he's like a special like bear because we got through those times. So just for them, me to be able to see those smiles, it just makes it all worth it. And it's just so heartwarming.
I think the iPads, especially since they were during COVID, if they had patients in isolation, they would use the iPads so they could FaceTime or contact their family. So yes, it's good for checking patients in and it's good for games, but at that really crucial time, it kept family connections together, which, you know, you don't really get a picture of and isn't as quote unquote fun as the bears, but we're just happy to help them in any way because our experience there was so amazing. I will never stop talking about how great they were with Caden. You know, he's much younger and it was really scary. So we feel just so passionate that we could help them at all in any way is amazing.
How many bears have you collected over the years?
We've collected over 1,300.
And how many bears would you like to collect this year?
Mm. Our goal every year is at least 300. Last year we reached over the 400 mark. So I would really want to say ultimate goal is to get to that 500 or more. It seems like every year there just seems to be more support. And like we said, we have more places collecting bears. So 500 would definitely be the dream.
When does this campaign run?
This kicks off November 25th and it ends on December 15th. That's when we collect the bears. And then the next week, the week of Christmas, we give them to the hospital to give to the patients.
And is it just teddy bears that you're collecting, or are there other stuffed animals that people can donate?
Yes, we want teddy bears only, and we also prefer ones that are still like in packaging or shipping, just so they can be given to the patients who are super sensitive to germs and stuff like that. But teddy bears are the only preferred animal.
Right, and we are happy to take any new bears. So if you can drop off a bear that you've purchased at a store and it's new, that's great. It's still going to get used. The Loma Linda just asked us if there was a way to try and collect some bears that are a little more contained for the most like autoimmune sensitive patients, and we want to make sure no one's left out. So either option's great, but if you do buy from Amazon or online or somewhere, if you could keep it in the box, deliver it that way, that'd be great. So we can make sure that all the patients get a bear.
Tell us again how people can find out where to donate.
Yes, you can go to Kaden_Center on Instagram. That's where we have all the links, a flyer as well with all the different drop-off locations, and all the info is stored there.
I've been speaking with Kaden Henderson, who is running a campaign to collect teddy bears for the patients at Loma Linda University Children's Hospital this holiday season. Anything else you want us to know?
I'd really just like to thank the community that comes out every year and collects these bears and stuff. Without them, none of this could happen. And of course, shout out to my mom too, because without her, we really couldn't do it. So it's just nice to see all these people coming out, coming together, and we really appreciate it. And we hope this year can be as big as the rest.
Again, you can get a list of drop-off locations on Kaden's Instagram, which is Kaden_Center. Thank you so much for talking with us today. I've been doing phone interviews about this with your mom for the past several years, so it's delightful to have you here in person. And thank you for all that you're doing for our community. You are a remarkable young man.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for helping us spread the word too.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.